welcome to the results show for Backseat Box Office, episode number 79, for the weekend of March the 23rd through the 25th. My name is William Paul. I'm your host. Now, in this podcast, we do go over the predictions that people have sent in for the box office returns of the past weekend. We play a little game, have a little bit of fun, assign points and scores for how close people are in predicting those results. Before we get any further, I do want to stop for standard disclaimer. If this is your first time listening to the results show, please stop. Go back, listen to a regular episode, then come on back. We'll wait for you. Now, on to those results. As I said, the closer you get to getting those predictions right, the better the score that you'll have. Everyone starts off with a 25. For each position you have a pick off, you lose 1 point. If you have that number one pick off, then you get 2 points off per position. So, we start everybody off with 25 points. Did anybody get by with 25 points? There were a few people. So, let's go ahead and instead of going into what the number 1 through 5 are, let's start off with a couple voicemails. First, we go to Art.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks. So I just want to start off by saying, Jonathan, you stole my move. And kudos to Andrew for remembering it was my move. Just ditto William. We'll see what happens. All right, bye.
Well, thank you, Art. We do have him saying ditto William. Now, William last week did announce his picks very early in the week. Very bold move, I must say. And so let's go ahead and move on to the second voicemail to find out what the actual results of the box office for the week were. Tad, take it away.
This is Tad calling in with my picks for the week. I'm pretty much going to do the same thing everybody else is doing. I went to Hunger Games last night, took my 11-year-old daughter, and it was pretty good. It was pretty decent. It was about what I expected. Had a lot of fun. There were a ton of people there. We went at about 5:40 in the afternoon. It wasn't a nice or anything like that, but the theater was full. There were people waiting in line to go see it. There were people waiting in line for other showings that were showing in the same theater. I think it was starting about every half an hour at that theater yesterday. And that's Friday. And so, yeah, I'm going to pick Hunger Games at number 1, 21 Jump Street at number 2, The Lorax at number 3, John Carter at number 4, and since I got burned by it last time, I'm going with Act of Valor at number 5. So those are my picks, and good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.
And so, yes, to recap, William, Art, and Tad all selected Hunger Games, 21 Jump Street, The Lorax, John Carter, and then, with real Navy SEALs, Act of Valor at number 5. Now, with that, I do want to go ahead and point out that Tony said,
Ditto William.
And then Andrew said,
Ditto William.
Then Jonathan said,
Ditto William.
Then Lena said,
Ditto William.
Then Tim said,
Ditto William.
Now, Father Beast, he did not say
Ditto William,
but he did say Hunger Games, 21 Jump Street, The Lorax, John Carter, and then Act of Valor. And so that is 9, count them, 9 people who got 25s this week. Congratulations to all. Next, we move on to our second group of scorings. In that group, we have BD, Scott, Cougaron, Jeff, Rich, Monty, Mark, Uriah, The Hobbit, Mrs. Beast, and Menely. Each of them chose the same thing. They went with Hunger Games at number 1, 21 Jump Street at number 2, The Lorax at 3, John Carter at 4, and instead of Act of Valor, they chose Project X at number 5. Now, where did Project X come in? It actually came in at number 7. So, 2 positions off, that's 2 points down, and so with that, each of them have a 23. That covers 20 people, 20 participants for the week. So now we move on to our final participant for the week, that being Goose Girl. Goose Girl chose Hunger Games at number 1, The Lorax at number 2 instead of 3, 21 Jump Street at 3 instead of 2, John Carter at number 4, and then Project X at number 5. Once again, that's 2 points off for Project X in number 5, and since Lorax and 21 Jump Street were transposed, That's another 1 point off per choice. So, Goose Girl, I'm sorry that dropped you down to a 21. But for a 21 being the lowest score this week, that is fantastic. We must be gearing up for the preview of the summer blockbuster season. Keep in mind, the current season runs, I believe, until Memorial Day. That's still a little 2 months worth of time, approximately. So try to go ahead and get in whatever scores you can. Have some fun. And now we get to move on to the leaderboards. This week, we have, in number one, first place, Tim at number one, followed by Lena. We have BD at number three, Scott in fourth place, Cougaron in five, Tad in sixth place, seventh is Jeff, then our first host, Tony, Rich is in ninth, and then Monty is rounding up the tenth spot. Andrew and Jonathan still locked in those few positions below. We have Andrew at 12th place, Jonathan in 13th place, and that's our leaderboards, folks. I do want to point something out, folks. The hosts have always strived for the golden trifecta, where each of them get a 25. I believe that with all three hosts, plus both interns, all getting 25s this week, all by saying,
"Ditto, William,"
that this would qualify not just as a golden trifecta, but a platinum quinfecta. And I can say that because I'm on the air right now, and you're not. What was that?
Ditto William.
That's right. Now, I'm going to let you go this week. I just want to let you know that coming out this weekend are two movies in wide release. Mirror, Mirror, a retelling of Snow White, and the third and final movie of what I think is one of the most unusual trilogies, Wrath of the Titans. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how Remember the Titans, Clash of the Titans, and Wrath of the Titans works together, but I don't know. And so I will leave you with me being just as bold so that more people can say Ditto William. We're going to go with Hunger Games at number one, Mirror Mirror at number two, Wrath of the Titans at number three, 21 Jump Street at number four, and then The Lorax rounding out number five. Have a good day, have a good week, have a fantastic weekend, and good predictions. If you'd like to join in on the fun, there's multiple ways you can send us your picks. First, you can email us at tony@backseatproducers.com. You can call our voicemail line at 618-207-4794. You can send us a tweet at BetterInTheBack. You can also go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and have Google Voice call you. No long-distance charges.